David, in the end, a 3-2 defeat in a game that pretty much had everything.
It was an open game, wasn't it? You know, it was a game that, like you said, had a bit of everything, but what it didn't have is any points for us today, and we certainly deserve 1 point, and Thomas Sisker's goal, you know, deserved to win a football match. But I think if we'd have come out of here winning a football match, I think it'd have been, you know, an unjust 3 points. But I certainly we deserved the point for the fight, for the spirit, for the courage we've shown for large spells of this game, attacking and defending. We deserved the point today, but we didn't get it. And you know, I can't keep saying to the group of players what might have happened or what could have happened or should have happened. It's got to start happening, and we're trying to build something here and keep improving what we're doing. And I saw good aspects of our play today, and I got Martin Craney back on the field, who's been a big miss for us. And you know, Ramage has made his first game today, and Dale Jennings has made his first real start. So you know, these encouraging signs. The lads who's come off the bench was outstanding in their performance. Chris O'Grady was the best player on the pitch, I felt, and caused real problems. And then, you know, Mike Pollitt as a rear guard has tried to do everything in his power to keep the scoreline, you know, to where it was at. But I certainly believe that you come to Notts Forest and score 2 goals, you expect to get something out of a football match.
You mentioned Mike Pollitt, obviously making his 500th league appearance today. He really rolled back the years earlier on.
Yeah, you know, he's kept himself in good nick. The lads, you know, when he was at Wigan, he was cycling into work every day, an hour there, an hour back. He's kept himself fit and ready to come in, and he's a real professional at what he does. But he's probably been worked a little bit too hard. But, you know, I'd like to see how many games Forest play here and don't work a keeper hard. You know, that's what Notts Forest do. They've got an incredible array of talent. And what Billy's tried to do, or Billy's doing now, is he's making well-talented players work hard, and that's the recipe for success at any club. And he's got a lot of quality on show. And you talk about us having game changers, you know, to bring Darris and Henderson on, and the boy Greg Alford, who's not played today but was featured well for him. You know, they're strong, and certainly at home with his crowd behind them, they go and attack you. So it's not surprised me how much they've attacked us. But we've had opportunities to at least draw the game today.
After going a goal down, you must have been pleased with the side's response to just dust themselves down and straight away get back in the game.
Yeah, the good spirit. You know, you've looked at David Perkins. He's got on the ball. He's drove forward, and that's what I said to him at half time. You know, I need a few more of them moments where you're accepting responsibility, driving the game forwards, and going front foot. And Perks has done that. Got a well deserved sort of penalty, which Chris O'Grady dispatched brilliantly. And then very disappointed with not conceding the second goal, but certainly the build-up to that. And, you know, in 47 minutes, you see the game out, just delaying the corner and make sure that, you know, we don't have to defend an Andy Reid cross that's Premiership standard. You know, if you saw that in the Premiership, you just expect that sort of quality, and Reid's got that. How do you stop Andy Reid? You don't give away the free kick if you want to try and stop him, you know, 100%. So going 2-1 down at half-time was tough for this group, because they deserved to go in at, you know, 1-1, I thought. And then second half, you know, Thomas Sisker's goal deserves a point. There's no doubt about that. It's one of the best strikes you'll see all around Europe. But it's not a fluke. The kid actually practices them. He's out there 30, 40 minutes after training sessions doing it. And he's got his own personal reward today for the strike, because it was outstanding.
And credit to him. I mean, I was at the top of the stand, and actually quite a lot of the Forest fans stood up and applauded him. They were just as stunned, I think, as everybody else was.
I can see why. You know, if you're a football fan and you appreciate that and you respect quality, then you'd not surprise me there saying that, you know, Notts Forest fans have reacted to that and applauded that, because, you know, as a football fan, you certainly won't see a better goal all Saturday. If there's 100 goals scored, that's the best one you'll see this weekend.
How disappointed were you to concede so late on when it looked as if you'd just about weathered the storm?
Yeah, you know, we knew we were going to have to weather the storm. You know, I've got people like Ramage in and Mike Pollitt who when the game's on top, and it will be on top when you come to a place like this, you've got to see it out. And I'm disappointed with our marking from the set piece. I'm not bothered how strong, you know, Darius Henderson is. He's still got to, you know, get across someone. And he did that today and scored the winner. But we've got to make it more difficult for Darius Henderson to get across someone. So really disappointed with that aspect, and not too sure how much you can work on a training ground at that. I think that's an individual versus an individual, and saying, you know, over my dead body getting past me today, especially when we've dug in for so long. We had a spell there, 5-6 minutes, where we're having, you know, back to the wall and blocks, and I expect that. You know, I expect my players to do that, but certainly half a free header in the box for Dries Henderson's disappointing.
Games coming thick and fast now. Another tough game coming up Tuesday night, Bournemouth away. What sort of troubles are they going to cause you?
Well, you know, Eddie's coming to the league, and I think when Eddie went to Burnley, he certainly was a great learning curve for him, what goes on in the Championship. I think that gave him great insight to the team that he brought up from League One, what that needed to represent and what it needed to look like. And Eddie's been able to do that. He's brought a good team up, and they've invested well and supported him really well. But the match is made in heaven, isn't it? Eddie Howe and Bournemouth just worked on it. It fits together. And he's assembled a good Championship side there. So it's like, you've seen it today, you know, there's moments that we'll have to defend against Bournemouth, very similar today, and you've just got to do it. You've just got to make sure you do it. They present a challenge, they try and play the right way, they try and play football, and they've got good players, so it's going to be a tough test. But it's a test that after today's disappointment, we're ready for.
It's been mentioned in the week in the papers about Matty Fryer, the Hull City striker. Is there any truth in the rumours that Barnsley have made an official inquiry, and what's the current situation?
We've made inquiries for quite a few players, obviously with Marcus Pedersen out on a short-term fix and a short-term loan. Matty Fryer comes into that bracket, someone who has got the quality to score goals at this level, and you know, he's somebody that he has interested us, there's no doubt about that.
OK, well, best of luck for Tuesday, and thanks for your interview.
Top man.